Brewers is in Simon Tav Kufnan Dalit Sif Aleph. Mishnah Brewers Sif Kufnan Aleph. So the Karba said that there are Tav Kufnan Dalit. So besides this Rav Achil and Shtia, there's also this Rav Chitza, Sikha, Nilas Asandal Tashra Shemitza Aleph. And there's also an issue of learning Torah because it's Misameach. Okay, Mishnah Brurah Sif Kufnan Aleph. Also, B'kol Eilu Adborim, B'kol Yom. All of these things apply the whole day. Filo Ben Hashemash is even extending into the period of Ben Hashemash. Atitzu Kechavim until the day is totally over. And we don't argue. And since it's an issue of the Rabbanon, Ben Hashemash is a Sopik and Sopik the Rabbanon Lekula. We don't say that. The argument usually being because of Din of Chazakah. The fact that you don't marv early won't help for that either. We did say, starting the tainus, you don't marv early, you have to start the tainus early in the day before. Okay. People which, so business is discouraged the whole day, but after, if a person needs to, because of davar obed, etc., we allow it after chatzos. And they go amongst the goyim. So oisin mutarim lino. We're going to see later on that there's a heter for them to wear shoes. I come up with sif yud zayin by God mishabura. When we have mom the kul mahakol b'yeshim chespiyanim, people, other people have learned, have concluded that certain things end in the middle of the day, which is not true. That's a specific scenario that's the nilas asandil is mutar, and it's very specific. Okay, so you're not allowed to learn Torah because it's Sameach. However, the Dvarim HaRoyim in Yirmiyo are permitted. So the Mishabura Beis V'Ros Akum is Oser Likres. However, the punishment of the non-Jews, that's Oser for the Jews to read, because the Jews might find that heartening, you know, that the nations who oppress the Jews are going to be punished. So it's even talking about, you know, destruction and punishment, but it's, you know, when you talk about destruction and punishment of Iran, you're a little more excited than you talk about destruction and punishment of the Jews. With the children, even the Romaroyim is prohibited to learn. So the but to teach the what happened, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, the child will relate to and it will affect him. Whereas the Romaroyim of the Jews, you know, the Nevuahs don't necessarily captivate the mind of a child. They don't really necessarily relate to it. But the fact that it was a destruction, this is what happened, etc., that they will relate to. Okay. Some say that the Taz is that the children never, like we saw them mention the Berlochas, is that there's no wish to mitzvah the child is not enjoying learning either way. This is mitzvah the Rebbe. If the Rebbe is learning something which he finds depressing, the Dvarim HaRoyim in the Vuas, the voice of destruction, which are found in Sefer Yirmiyo, so that's not, that's so that it's mutter. Okay, then we saw in Sif, we did through Sif Dalet. So in Sif Beis, it said you'll learn Medrash Eichon Gimel. Okay, I got a Sechurman Perkan Izokin. So somebody asked me what about the Gemaras and Gittin. So that's what he says. The story about the Churban in Perkan Izokin. That's the fifth parak of Gittin. The Parakhalik, also the Zagmar Sanhedrin, about the destruction. In the last parak, Likras of a Kurban Haniska by Yosefun is mutter to read Sefer Yosefun, the story of the Kurban is mutter. Then the Shulchan Aruch also said you're allowed to learn Parak Elam Magalchin, which is the last parak of Moed Katan, which has the Lachas of Avelis, Avo Gab the Yesh Bukama Gam Kain. There's a lachas besides the velas of people in Chayrim. Kamalkar Mordalim is permitted to learn that part also, because it's also the not Muslim most. It's a sad type of a topic that people put in Chayrim, etc. Now, Avalisa Valitin Malacha Bavari Yasser. However, this is you're allowed to learn it on a basic level, but to get involved in the back and forth and discussions and kashas and terutzim. So that the Magen Rambam says that's also. You can learn it basic understanding, but you can't do pilpul back and forth, etc. Even if that's not expressed verbally, you just think it through. Because when you figure out the answer to how to answer this question, this concept, which is you have a kasha on, so the feeling of accomplishment and figuring it out is very satisfying. They bring over here from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said that it doesn't make sense to him that Chazal allowed you to learn Gemara and not to work out what it really means. So you know, what you're saying, you're learning a Pshuta Shel Devar, but you have a kasha, you know, ignore the kasha. So it means you don't really know what you're learning. So it means you're telling me you're learning something not really correct. So it doesn't make sense that Chazal would permit that. Chazal, if the Lach is saying that this Gemara Eilu Magalchon is Mutter, it means you let alone Eilu Magalchon figure out what the Pshat in the Gemara is. You know, even that means some level of Pilpul and kasha and Teres, etc. So he feels that's Mutter. Just as a totally aside, you know, Rashiva used to always tell us, he wanted to learn quickly for a Seder. You know, in Europe, they used to learn much more quickly for a Seder. And he felt that we learned so slow, we become Amoratzim. We develop into Amoratzim. I mean, we were Amoratzim already, but we would remain Amoratzim. Right? Somebody one time, you know, heard some Bachar on a different yeshiva, heard the Rashiva was an advocate of learning quickly, so he wrote the Rashiva a letter. He heard the Rashiva was an advocate of learning Bekiyus. So remember, Rashiva got the letter, and he mentioned to us in Shir, he says, I know what the word Bekiyus means. He says, so Lennon on a cup? If we came a Lennon on a cup, so someone, not yet trachten, so someone trachten schnell, but only yet trachten. What should have been a Lennon on a cup? What's the Tzaych? But you have to learn how to think fast. That was the gift of the time. You know, well, you shouldn't think. Of course you should think. How do you learn without thinking? What does it mean? You learn without thinking about something. You should learn. You should think. What? Think fast. So he wanted to do two blot a week for a Seder. That was his pace. He preferred. To picture that. Most yeshivas now would do it less than an omer a week for a Seder. We used to do, the pace in yeshiva was a blot a week, and the yeshiva used to scream at us. Amarachim v'tirzan ha a blot avoch, nor a blot avoch. Amarachim v'tirzan. You know, we did 50 blot for a Seder in a year. You know, and that wasn't sufficient for him. But he wanted you to know it. You know, I once took a bechina of a Rashiva in Masechtas Nadorim. Bechina. It wasn't an official program. I just I learned it well. I wanted to make sure I chazed it well. So I asked Rashiva, I could take a bechina. So the two Rashivas gave me a bechina. Rashiva Gift, Rashiva Rebbe Chaim gave me a bechina together in the whole Masechta. So the first question already he throws it at you. He was like, okay, there's this in the Shaila. There's a diak and a ran somewhere, you know, you learn Gemara with the ran. There's a diak and the ran somewhere in the Masechta which will answer the Shaila. That's what he wanted you to know. That was his expectation of knowing a Masechta. It wasn't, you know, you can memorize Gemara. It means you had a diak and a ran somewhere. That means you chop the diak and the ran and you can answer the Shaila. That was the first question. That was the Shalom Aleichem to the Bechina. You know. So Baruch Hashem, punk that run, I knew. So that was good, you know. But so after that, you know, I calmed down, you know. But I was so nervous when I first started. Like, what did I get myself into? Baruch Hashem. Or Chaim Stein. Yeah. So the Chazon Ish says that this idea of learning superficially, he doesn't understand exactly what that means. You know, but it means children shall the word means, but you have to. So there are people means, you know, you have these sophistries, you make these, you know, fascinating, you know. That's not that niche, but to work out pshat, a true pshat in the Gemara, with Akasha, when the Torah, you understand, really understand what the Gemara is saying, he held that was Mutter. Okay, then we said that even...
What niche?
You can't do pilpul. You know, just, you know, building castles in the air, pilpul, that you shouldn't do. I gotta hear a hey. After here, like the dibur, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that here is not considered like dibur. The Gabi Limud, the Grohl is not like that, by the way. And the Shulchan Aruch Shita in Siman Mem Zayin is that you do not make a bracha of Birchas Torah when you're Mahar in Dibre Torah. According to the Vilna Gaon, you do have to make a bracha of Birchas Torah before you can be Mahar in Dibre Torah. But the Shulchan Aruch holds that you do not, because it's not called limud. So you could argue, so here is love kedibra, so maybe you're allowed to be mahar, or whatever. There, but over here it's also. Shani halcha liikra tamah mishum simcha. Over here, it goes simple. The issue over here, the issue isn't the kiyum of the mitzvah. The issue is the kiyum of the excitement of the learning. So if I'm learning something which regular limud of whatever it is, gemara ksuvis, so it's mesam chileiv. Even if you do it here, my time also limud is a drush a kusha a tira to fill up the worm haroyim. That's just simply law. This is the same argument of what we said before, that to work out it's a whole different drushes and kashas and terutzim. It's a simcha. You can't pass on a shayla unless there's some real need to do it now. It talks about even a case where you have a din Torah where two people are going to also lo din imamunis. The din hainu Torah, even passing a din imamunis shayla is an issue. However, miu im eno balabatim baladinim yuchelam lahamtin ad lavakol.
Din hainu
Torah. Right. They can't wait till the next day. The shenachutzim ladarkam, because they have to leave. So the same way in Hilchos Avelos, there's an isser for a person to learn Torah. However, if the person is an individual, which the Klal Yisrael needs, or that city or whatever it is, they didn't have phone calls, so the Rav in the city needed to pass on the shalos of the city. They needed him. So he's a lot of passing shalos during his Avelos. Nowadays, you could directly direct your questions on the phone to somebody else, but in those days, you know, the Rav of the city, for 6 days, they're not going to pass any shalos, you know. What are you going to do? So the rub was a lot of passing. That meant he would be thinking through learning, etc., which is also you're in available because of the same issue of simcha. So similarly, in a case where there's a din Torah, which the people have to leave, it'd be the same heter.
Might be the same.
So you're not supposed to like tell an avo like something to uplift him. It might be divrei Torah.
No, the divrei Torah, which is for nechama purposes. That's you know. But sometimes I saw Gevaldik Akasha in the sixth parsha. You know, he can't learn. He's also belimud. It's interesting kasha, interesting teretz, you know. Fascinating gemara, you know. If it's the gate to nechama, so that's a different story. Okay, vav. Person allowed to learn mutalikra is kosera yom, how to kriya shema b'chazev, chomash shakla b'chazat tefila. You got to dive in the regular nusach of tefila, including the parshas karbonis and mishnah zeizel makayman. Zion, Lagora, Komazami, Masha, Karan, Batara, Maftir, Benavi. I mean, we take out a Sefer Torah, we read from the Navi, that's part of the normal Nusach of Tefillah for the day. If they had a minute, they would say the daily amount of Tillim. So Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a minute to say it even on Tisha B'Av. And they used to say Sher Yichud every day. But nowadays, how about they say Sher Yichud once a year? You know, Sher Yichud on Yom Ha'Ro'im, some people say Sher Yichud. But, you know, they used to say the Sher Yichud of the day, each day. So that was the standard part of the Nusach of the Tefillah, of that Malkum, so that's Mutter going to be Mutter. If you look at the Shar Tzion and Ches, he tells you that the Derech Chaim says that you should not say Tillam. Yeah, that's referring to that what they would say the daily portion of Tillam, either by the week or by the month. So on Tisha B'Av they would say it also, according to this the minute that the Mishnah Berurah is mentioning. But the Derech Chaim is saying that's not correct.
It's just saying Tehillim. What's the problem?
Well, it's not part of Seder Tefillah, so it's like the words of Tillam are Divrei Torah.
If you're learning. I never really thought of them as really learning them. Unless you're really, really pondering and thinking seriously about the words as you say them, which I suppose is the ideal. Maybe that's the way they said them. I don't know.
Okay. Now, the Pesachim, I mean, they used to say it regularly. They just said it, you know, that's part of what's... If the Rambam does have a tshuva, if you want to say derech bakasha for somebody who's sick and, you know, needs a significant refuah, so that's called davening. So that's a different. That's not us. You know, there's no wish of davening. It's not saying Tillam was a part of a person's that was somewhat element of a person's seder hayyam, but it was really more like limud than tefillah.
Shlomri did say for many years, stopped at some point, 3 prachim a day.
Right, so that was, they were saying the Derech Bakasha, because the matzah and eretz, you know, because of the matzah.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about going through all of Sefer.
Right, so that would be this case. So that would be the Seder HaYom. Yeah. So it says, you see, but you can say it by mincha, not in the morning. Avagav, the Oster B'Tamal Torah Kol HaYom. So the Isha Tamal Torah applies the whole day, so what's not, it's in the morning and in the evening. So remember, the Seder and the Kima Shul Derech Bakasha is Shori. It said Derech Bakasha, they have to say that's what they argued that was Mutter. And we waited till the evening, which is more of a zman of a Kabbalah's tefillah, because in the morning was a zman of the, we find the concept that lighting, the fire was, of the Mishamitish was lit towards the evening. So there was an element of Nechama that the Bershom let out his anger and his wrath on the stones and the sticks and the stones and not on the Kal Yisrael. So there's some elements of Nechama towards the end of the afternoon. The next day they don't say on Tisha B'Av, and the following day on the next day you usually be Yud B'Av or sometimes it be Yud Aleph depending on the year, but usually they say that the 10th of Av, they would say on the next day Shel Emesh, the previous days Emesh Shel Yom, and that would be the proper way of doing it. Mamodis Vadi Ein Lomer, to say Mamodis, he says you shouldn't say Mamodis. Some siddurim have, and that was a whole nusach that of tefillahs, which the concept of a maimed was, it goes back to the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that Klai was divided into mamadis, that when the korban of the tzibur was brought, there was an expectation that the representatives of the tzibur would be there. So that was divided up amongst the cities of Eretz Israel, that each one would take responsibility for a week, and what they would do during the week is they would send representatives to the Beis Hamikdash, but the people who remained behind also would say special tefillahs during that time. Special Kriyas HaTorah and special tefillahs. So those are called mamadas. So there's a nusach of mamadas which is said each day of the week. They're not really part of the Seder HaTefillah. They're a separate concept. So you don't say it. Malkalam Simon Tov Kufnan Tes, Bal Dein Lerma Pitam Akhtaris, Shedim Seder HaYom. Pitam Akhtaris at the end of davening is not my Seder HaYom. Chol Shkei Shein Lerma Seder HaKabonah Shekosu B'Soyf Simon Aleph. We don't say the full. So we say Ezel Makayman, but we don't say Parshas Kabbalah. The Parshas Kabbalah is what he's referring to, which most of us don't say. If you ever look at Rabbi Aaron Sitter and the Aliyah Eliyo, you see that he basically quotes the paragraphs from Chumash of all of the Kabbalahs. So that's if you learn Siman Aleph for Shulchan, you see that's what they're expected to say every day. You say the full Parsha in the Torah of the Parshas Oshem, the Parshas Arlo, and the Parshas Chatos, that's as is written in the Torah, not just, you know, the Mishnah. So that's a personal thing which a person would do. It wasn't part of the Seder HaTefillah Batson. So he says you shouldn't say that.
I thought I saw it somewhere also that someone who's involved in, you know, someone who learns, you know, who knows how to learn, should also not say that because it's taken away from.
That has become the minig. I'm not sure which came first. The minig and then the rationalization, or the rationalization and then the minig. I'm not sure which one came first. Okay.
Although, it would have told me the last time I tried to lay in portions of Ayikra, it would have told me if I said them every day.
Right, that probably would be true. I can relate to that. What does it mean? So what does it mean? It doesn't mean some of Forshim, Mr. Bishop, coming up, look at that. You could, if a person has a minig to be Marvah Sedra every day, so there's a minig. The Gra brings the minig is that, let's say, that each day of the week you learn one Aliyah's worth. So the first on Yom Rishon you learn the Rishon, and Yom Sheni you learn the Aliyah of Sheni. By the end of the week you finish all of the parsha. So it's not like you're allowed to be Marvah Sedra on Tisha B'Av, the Seder HaYom. She says that's not what it means. It means that the person who's laning is allowed to prepare the laning beforehand. Now, v'hanu filu b'mincha, the ilu b'shachri is parsha kisela b'shita d'veina ma'arahu. The chiddush over here is preparing vayichal, which is laying b'mincha, because preparing kisela is what the Torah Tisha B'Av is about. That's not, you know, that's not the chiddush. I'm learning the psukim of the Torah, which talking about the destruction.
That's something you're allowed to actually sit down and learn anyway.
Right, so he said that would be permitted, Mikra then would be permitted, so there's no Kiddush that you're allowed to prepare that. So the Kiddush over here is that you're laying Vayichal, which seemingly has no, you're preparing Vayecha, which seemingly has no connection to Tisha, to the story of Tisha B'Av of destruction. But since as we have to learn, you're allowed to prepare. And the Mishnah Arsim brings that the thing of the person who is Ma'avir Sedra brings him from the Taz. So for him, it's like the Seder Yom, because that's what he does every week. So he doesn't bring that, because many Akronim disagree with that Heter. So that's why he points out he's not going to mention the opinion of the Taz. He feels it's not accepted at all. Okay, we're holding a Sif Hei.
What's the opinion of the Taz?
The Taz says that a person is Ma'avir Sedra every day, the part of the Kriyas of the week. There's a lot of doing Tisha B'Av also.
He would hold it, that's not really
limited
Torah per se.
He says it gets part of the Seder Hayom. So you learn Ezem Mokaiman. Ezem Mokaiman is clearly Limud HaTorah, but that's the Seder Hayom. So for this person, this is Seder Hayom. You know, he's Ma'avir Seder every day. So he calls it Seder Hayom. That's a Rebbe Chiddush. Which the Chayim disagree with. Take umbrage is a strong word. Okay, hey.
Take issue,
thank you. Ubaros and manikos means anos b'tisha b'av. Women which are pregnant, the women which are nursing, have a chiyuv to fast in tisha b'av. Kederach she misanos and mashlimas be yom kippur. The same way they fast on yom kippur. Avol b'shloshet tzaymus acherim b'turas milahat isanos. The three other tzaymus. What?
Peturim.
I have peturos. That's interesting. Okay, and the three other fasts which are connected to the element of korban, they're not to Tamatanis Esther, which is even more lenient. They don't have to fast, which we discussed before. The Dominic was to fast unless it's difficult for them. Alpha Bekein, even in the case they don't fast, Roy Shel Tochal No Lis Anig B'Michael Mishdalah K'Kiyum Avlat. They should limit themselves not to indulge. Okay. Vav. Now this halacha that they fast, like Yom Kippur, the Maisa, there is a difference, because once she gets a status of a chayla, even to chayla she'en basakana, so in Yom Kippur, that's not enough to allow a person to break their fast. You need the three cases of sakana. The tishah of a chayla she'en basakana is allowed to break the fast. So we're just saying that the fact that there are the muboros and manikas is not a blanket heter. There are women, because of that, develop complications, etc. That's a different ballgame. It also doesn't mean if you have a situation where the woman is feeling healthy, but we're concerned that let's say a woman is pregnant, that we're concerned that the fasting will cause her to have premature contractions and start, in the birth process. Or afraid that she's going to run out of her milk supply because of the child. So now the issue isn't the mother, the issue is the child. So that's it. So that's the child, where we're concerned any type of danger to the child, obviously we're going to be lenient. Okay, Vav. Chaya kol shlishim yom. The woman who's given birth is called a chaya. So immediately after she's given birth for 30 days, she's considered the status of a chayla she'en b'sakana. So, v'chein ha'chayla she'tzarech lechol, or a person who's ill, and he needs to eat. So, ein tzrich an oimid. Ela machilin ha'semiyat. We don't need to make, to calculate if there's going to be a life-threatening situation over here or not. That's the oimid. The oimid over here means like an estimation or calculation. So we're going to ask, what are we going to be oimid? And people, we have to be oimid. Is there danger? There's no question. We don't have to, it doesn't need danger to be matu. Once the person has a bit of a chayla, they're mutarit. Okay. Miu. The minig, the Ramah mentions the minig is to yes fast unless there's really significant issues, Even though Malkum Chali Legazer Rabbanan, but you know, still they should, unless there's a significant issue. And a person feels he wants to be make, oh, we can't say he's doing something wrong. Okay, Mishlad Mishabur over here, tests. Kaya Kotoshimdan. Should we assume that a woman for the first 30 days after birth is considered weak? She's the equivalent of a woman, a person who's ill in a non-life-threatening way. Even by Yom Kippur, after 7 days, we assume the woman is like any other person, the chayv to fast. So the law is in Kippur that the first 3 days we assume the woman is a chelash yesh b'sakana. Automatically we assume she's a chelash yesh b'sakana first 3 days after birth, and she does not fast. For the 7 days, from day three, that's 72 hours. Over here we use the calculations of me'es la'es. So for 72 hours after the birth, we assume that the woman is automatically, it's life-threatening for her to fast, and she does not fast in Yom Kippur. From after 72 hours, for another 96 hours, which means to the end of the 7 days, so from that point, another 96 hours, we assume that there's a potential for danger, and we have to see if there's a danger or not. After that period of time, right? So now it's after 7 full days, right, 168 hours. So then we assume she's a chelash yesh b'sakana. Obviously, if that's not fat, there are women which are exceptions to that. But the average woman, we assume that there's no danger. That's called. So we assume so then Yom Kippur she would have to fast. Commercial cause of simon tov for ratio design. Common in tishah b'av should the rabbanon look out to be makom chal. It's a total waste of time to be machmer to fast. I'm a tazah b'shar karam. The feel of vadi ain't b'sakana. Even though we know for sure there's no danger. The heter isn't based on danger, but you're a chayla, so chayla is not chayiv. Similarly, b'chayli a kasul l'kamei. The next case of the chayla, the same thing. Even though there's nevadi, there's no sakana. You're not chayiv to fast. I feel like I'm rutz shlichem in a lechol, mutar b'tishavav. Okay, even if the person doesn't claim that they have a need, they're not chayiv. They're a chayla, they're not chayiv. Now, Vavsha Marshal Chelik al Iker Hakros Shulchan Aruch. Even though the Marshal argues in this whole thought, the whole approach of the Shulchan Aruch, and Vedaita Lunyan Zeh Shabbat Tishabav Liyam Kippur, Tefila Amr Tzricha Ani Lecho, Himan Shula Acher Shiva Chayevus Lihzanus. After 7 days, we don't give her heter of chayla, and she's not allowed to eat. She's not allowed to break her fast. Imoshi gamkin ksaschel, unless we see there's an actual illness. We don't. There's not an automatic assumption of issue. That's the Marshal's approach. But harbi akharim his kima the medina shari lechu that they disagree and say no mikra that it's mutter to eat. Okay, karnogel lisanos kamosha kosev ramah. But the ramah did mention that there is a minhag to be misana. Makolzman shein lehem chulsho minisrapu minledosin. Unless there's significant weakness there. She hasn't really recovered totally, or there's illness. Some illness that they developed an illness, or by nature that's a weak person. They should not fast. Mr. Burr says it's not kedai to be machmer. A woman who is healthy and was fasting. She starts feeling significantly weak. I mean, every person starts feeling weak towards the end of a fast. But more than that, significant weakness. We should paskin that she no longer she should break her fast at that point in time. She should not try and finish the day, even though she is a woman who has the status by also being a healthy person. Is that a hetter for a chayla? Yud. Now, that's talking about a person who has a physical ailment. What about mental health? So Chosu Deya. So Chazal understood, which they're starting to understand nowadays, that mental health is connected to physical health. So a person who's a Chosu Deya, a person who had lost clarity of thoughts. They become mentally unstable. He's recovering. So first of all, if the doctor felt that giving him certain foods is necessary for his recovery, and that if those foods include wine or meat, so he would eat that wine or meat during the 9 days, and he shouldn't fast because that's going to set him back. The weakness to the body will set back the recovery on the mind. Okay, so. What does it mean that he needs to eat? He's a chayla, so he's allowed to eat. But he needs to eat. He's weak. But he feels the some type of effect on his body. Even though there's no danger, so we feed him. We do not need to ask, calculate if there's any life-threatening situation. The source of this is from the Ramban. It's the halachas of the Hilchos Avelus. It also talks about the halachas of Tisha B'Av. So it talks about that they don't have to, that in that situation, there's no need for Omer. It means ain't circle lemmed will a shire im tabula de sakara yede zashi sisana. We do not need to sit there and calculate and estimate if there's a danger to the life. The Philly main basakana, even if we calculate there's no danger, akim and shubachal chela in circle sana. Once we give him a status of a chela, he does not need to fast. Fine. Ben because the prikara should cause the right to learn the mistama machil and osoi. It means that the standard assumptions is your feet. However, if the woman feels confident that she's able to fast, she feels that confident that she's healthy already. That they're chayav to fast, and that's really what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. The language of chayla shetzu tzarach lechol, because there's a case of a chayla means here's a woman who has a status of a chayla, but she does not need to eat. She knows that she's able to fast and it will not affect her. Usually when I get my phone calls before Tisha B'Av and before Yom Kippur, the phone was always like, I want to have to eat. I got a woman, she says, I feel totally fine. She just gave birth recently, I feel totally fine. I want to fast. So that's refreshing. For once, somebody's like, if I shouldn't, I don't want, I'm not going to, but I would like to fast. Why should, I don't feel any need to break my time, break my time. So we discussed back and forth. I think she, I allowed her to fast, and said you should monitor any issues. You should, should break her tightness.
Is this within 3 days of birth?
No, this is talking about within the 30 days.
Oh,
I wouldn't let a woman who's within 3 days. The Ramos Amigun Nergan Lisanus Hayno Filo Amr Tzricha Nilachol. Even if the person says they need to eat, Dav Kachar Shiva. That's all talking about after the 7 days. I will take Shiva from the first 7 days. Filo Amr Enet Tzricha En Lo Lisanus. She should not fast. The Kol Shkain Toch Shloish. The body also Lo Lisanus. She may not fast. If there's some illness there in conjunction with the birth, so they should not fast. Even though she does not say I need to. Okay. This is all talking about Tisha B'Av falls out you're fasting on the day of the ninth of Av. But a case where Shabbos was the ninth of Av. We fast on the next day, which is the 10th of Av. So it's a nitcha, they should be make all shaltisan. Fine. New point. You let her shade on me. Even in case where she's not fasting, tisana is a show, she should fast a little bit. However, even that's difficult, she's not make her a din. There's definitely not a chiyuv to fast, people ask that she fast till chatzos. The chiyuv is not, it doesn't say till chatzos, it says ezer shos. The minhag is to fast unless there's a concern for danger. Obviously, if there's a concern for danger, they may not fast. Person who's weak person, it's not that person should be makmer. There's some interesting I think it's maybe I might go through. There's a lot of interesting Moshe here in regards to pregnancy and nursing, etc. Halacha l'maisa. Let's maybe we'll do that next week on Monday. Just take a look over here in the Bir Halacha. Machum Charli. I'm a sefer pischa erlim. The machum she'ein hamachla shel choyer chazaka chas v'shalom. Yechol pachos mikakusebis b'chdechi l'spras. So we do not find anywhere in Hilchos Tishah B'Av the concept of eating pachos and mikashir. Either you fast or you don't fast. Yom Kippur is a concept of eating pachos mikashir. You eat less than the amount of which takes away the fast, and you wait the time of Kedei Pras, and then you so the two Achilles will not connect, and then you do it again. Tishah B'Av is not found. So here's the example where it's found. So in the case of a person is healthy, but there's a Megefa out there. There is an epidemic going around, and people, who, if they come weakened, that can potentially increase their possibility of catching the plague, whatever it is. So, cholera is cholera.
That the major issue is dehydration.
So he says that in this situation, there's a loch of pachas pachas mikashir. Because the person really is healthy. Just we're concerned that he might develop a situation which is dangerous. So if it's not chazaka, if it's very dangerous, that epidemic going around, even that the person should eat straight. But it's not so chazaka, you should eat pachas, pachas, mekusebis, mechilis pras, chen bishtiya, kamashikosim, hashurim, shukhanarach, simantef, reshut ches, the same way they're calculated by Yom Kippur. Now, a person who does choose to fast under these circumstances, where it's not, you know, very, has not reached epidemic proportions, it's not, you know, that dangerous. So, yes, he's allowed to do so, but yes, he should stay in his house. They put a camphor type of a cloth to block any bacteria which comes in through breathing in. It would be blocked up by the camphor. Miyata, I can't share this, so I don't know exactly what miyata is, So this is all the quotes from the Sefer Pischa Erlim. So here's an example where you have the other example where this discussed Pachas Mikashir Mashir is a woman. We'll see is a woman who's totally healthy, but we're concerned about contractions for the child. So the question is, if we can maintain a status where she considers she's still fasting, because Pachas Mikashir Mashir has some level of they're still fasting. So maybe we should do that. So that's a discussion amongst the Poskim. So we'll see. We'll look at this Maaseh Dirshah next week. Okay.